Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ches. We're up to Sif Tes, the last line on Kuf Yud Ches, about to turn on to page 236. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes, Eruv Kemach Doichin Ushar Mine Kitnios, Im Kemach Shel Chameshes Mine Dagon Ubishlo Bekedera. The case is you took the flour of millet or other types of kitnios and you mixed it together with the flour of the five grains and you cooked it together in a pot. So you have a mixture of different types of brachos. The Mechaber Paskins, Mevarich, Borim, Ne Mezonos, V'Alamichya. You make a bracha, as we know, on the five grains, which are always considered the Iker. So the bracha Rishono, though it's a mixture of that which should be Mezonos and that which should be Shahakol, you'll make a bracha, Borim, Mezonos before the dish, and you'll make an Alamichya afterwards. V'im Oso Mimenu Pas. And if you made from this mixture of flour, bread, so mevarach hamotzi, brachas hamazon. So again, following the same rules, you make a hamotzi, following the five grains bread, and you'll make a benching afterwards. Continues the Mechaber. V'davka shiyesh ba'oso kemach mechamishas haminim kidei sheyochal mimenu kezayis dogon b'chdei achilas pras. That which we say that you're making bread with a mixture of five grains flour and some kitnios flour, the bracha is going to be hamotzi and birchas hamazon, is dafka if the amount of five grains flour you have is that if you're going to be able to eat a kezayis of that grain, b'chdei achilas pras. And we'll see exactly what that time frame is. Avalim ein bo zeh hashir. But if there's not that much grain flour, five grain flour in there, then you can't bench afterwards. You can only bench if you have a kezayis of five grain flour that you ate in the time of Kdei Achilas Pras, which we'll discuss the details of. But if there's not that much five grain flour, you cannot bench afterwards. Rather, the din would be the bracha rishona would remain the same with hamotzi, kevan sheyesh bo tam dogon. Since lemaisa tastes like the grains of the five grains, you would make hamotzi in the beginning. Even though there's not so much five grain flour that you'd have a kezayis worth of that, b'chdei achilas pras. Ulebasof alamichya. So again, if there is a lot of five grains flour, so then you will make a hamotzi and brachas hamazon. But if there's only a minimal amount of five grains flour that you could taste, so then you'll make a hamotzi. But if you won't have a kezayis of the five grain flour in the time it takes to eat a kedei achilas pras, you will not bench afterwards, you will only make an alamichya. We'll speak about that in more detail in Mirtz Hashem shortly in the Mishnah Berura. V'in bishlo b'kedeira. And if this was not made into bread, but rather it was made into a dish, this mixture, so mevarech tchila barim ne'mezonos, again the bracha rishona, even though you don't have a kezayis of the five grains b'chdei achilas pras in this dish, the bracha rishona remains mezonos, the acharav you would make a barim nefashos. So to summarize what we have over here in the Mechaber and Sif test, we have as follows. You have a dish or you have bread that is made out of a mixture of five grains flour and kitnios flour, two different brachos. So we know the five grains flour is always going to be the ikar, especially if there's taste. We'll discuss the case where you can actually taste it. So the bracha rishon, if it's a regular dish, it will be mezonos. If it's bread, it will be hamotzi. The bracha achrona should be alamichya on a dish and brachas hamazon on bread. However, that's only true if you're going to have a kezayis of the five grains flour, b'chdei achilas pras. That's the proper shear that you need to make a bracha achrona on. But if you're going to only get a kezayis in a longer span of k'dei achilas pras, then when it's bread, instead of hamotzi, instead of brachas hamazon rather, you'll make a hamotzi in the beginning and alamichya at the end. If it's a dish, you'll make a mezonos in the beginning and a bar nefashos at the end. That is what the Mechaber says. And now let's see the Mishnah Berura beginning on the top of page 236. Sifkatan mem aleph. So we said you have a mixture of five grains flour and kitnios flour in a dish. The bracha is bar nefashos. Kanal b'sif beis ayin shom, like we saw in the beginning of the siman and sif beis. Whenever you have a mixture of five grains and other things, the five grains is the ikar, and therefore the bracha is mezonos. Sivkata Mem Beis is discussing the next case of the Mechaber. You made this mixture into bread, the bracha samotzi, and bracha samozom. The pas gomer, that's regular bread, just because you have some corn flour or whatever it is mixed in, but lemaisa, you have a lot of 5 grains flour, that's the ikur, and therefore the bracha is going to be hamotzi, and the bracha achrona will be birchas hamazon. But that's only true if you're going to have enough 5 grains flour that you're getting a kezayis of a bichdei achilas pras, otherwise the halacha changes. Let's see the explanation of that in the Mishaburas of Kadam Mem Gimel. What does it mean, bichdei achilas pras? Pras hu chatzi kikar shel eruv. Pras is a half of a loaf of a bread, the size that is used for an eruv. Yesh omrim shlosha beitzim. Some say the size of the pras, the half a loaf, is 3 eggs worth. V'yesh omrim arba. Some say it's 4 eggs worth. The kezayis hu chatzi beitza. We know a kezayis is half an egg. So if it's 3 eggs, you want to translate it into kezayisim, it will be 6 kezayisim. 4 eggs will be 8 kezayisim. So a pras will be either 6 or 8 kezayisim. Umisharinam bo kol ha'isurim. And that's how we measure all isurim in the Torah. Shim ochel kezayis iser. If you ate a kezayis of iser, v'shah ba'achiloso, but you delayed in your achila, yosem mishir achilas pras, you waited longer than the shir of achilas pras. Let's say the longest time, let's say, is 9 minutes. So you ate a kezayis of iser, but you spread it out longer than 9 minutes, l'mashal. Eino mitzdaref l'malkus l'chiyav chatas. They will not, that achil will not join together to be mechayev you malkus or achatas, depending on the iser. So anytime you can have an iser achila, it has to be a kezayis v'chtei achilas pras. If it's spread out longer, you will not get the onesh. V'hochi nami l'inyan brichas hamazon. So too over here when it comes to benching. D'ba'inan dafka sheyochal kezayis dagon. We need that you eat a kezayis dagon. And ein mitzdarif hashir kezayis shelo elu b'chdei sheyuchal l'ochlo b'sol sheyachilas pras. We only count the shir of the kezayis that will be mechayiv yom brichas hamazon if you eat that kezayis within the shir of achilas pras. V'im kein. Therefore, if you do the math, you're only going to bench on a dish if you have mixed in with it flour of the 5 grains, that is 1/8 at the very least. If it's 1/8 of the dish has 8 kezayisim, so you have 1 kezayis of 5 grains over 8 kezayisim. 8 kezayisim is chzdei achilas pras, right? We said it's 6 or 8 kezayisim. Da'ozim yochal me'apas arba beitzim. Then if you eat the 4 eggs, which is the 8 kezayisim, yeh mizeh kezayis dogon. Then you know you for sure had a kezayis dogon, b'chdei achilas pras. V'yeschaya b'brichas hamazon. So again, if you have a pras, you have a half a loaf of bread, you have 8 kezayisim, so during the time it takes to eat the 8 kezayisim, you have to make sure that you have eaten 1 kezayis of the 5 grain flour. Only then will you be able to bench on this bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kadam Mem Dalad, if the amount of 5 grains flour that you have is less than that shear, then you will not make a birchas hamazon. Rather, you'll make a hamotzi, and then you will make a al hamichya afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalad, b'tchilo you'll still be mevarach hamotzi, k'dekayim lon l'kama misimin reishud, like we'll see later in reishud, debracha rishona eina tzricha shear. Bracha rishona you make on the smallest amount. So therefore, even if it's less than a shear of a kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, the 5 grain flour, that will still be the ikur, and you will make a hamotzi before eating it. Even if you have a crumb of bread, you have to make hamotzi before eating it. Umine dogon chashivi, and the 5 grains are chashiv, velonis batlu b'tarufton, and they're not bottled in their mixture, b'shum gavni, in any case, kevan shenirgash taimon. Since their taste is felt, it's not just there to bind things together. The taste is felt. It's not considered batel, even though it's a minority ingredient. And therefore, the bracha rishonah will be hamotzi, as long as it has a tam dogon. Sivkotam emhei. Ho lav hochi. If it doesn't have a tam dogon, lo chashivi ubatel. Then the 5 grains is not chashiv, and it is batel. Umavarech shahakol ubar nefashos rabos. And then it'll be like any bread that's made out of millet or any other kitnios, and the bracha rishonah will be shahakol, and the bracha achrona on that bread will be bar nefashos. But again, if it has a tam dogon, you make a hamotzi in the beginning, and at the end we said you make an alamichya. Sivkot men vav lebasof. Afilu lo ochel rak kezayis me'apas. Even if you only eat a kezayis of the whole bread. Now we said you're not even going to eat a kezayis of the 5 grains by eating a whole pras. But even if you only eat a kazayas of the bread, you will make a hamotzi before, you'll make an al milchi afterwards. If kodem emzayim, rabin mehachronim niskashubas, and many achronim take issue with the psak of the mechaber that you're making an al milchi afterwards, de lo matzinu kayotze baze, we don't find such a thing. But brachos, when it comes to those brachos, the mitzchila hamotzi, that before eating the suja, you're making a hamotzi, ulubasof al milchi, and afterwards you're making al milchi. We don't find hamotzi al milchi ever. Va'od, and secondly, why should the din of the bread be any different than the mechaber discusses by the dish? That the bracha achron is barin nefashos. Machmas the aim bo kedei achilas pras. The same way the mechaber said that if you have a dish that's made of a mixture of 5 grains flour and kinyos flour, the bracha rishona is mezonos, the bracha achrona is barin nefashos. If you don't have a shear of the 5 grains flour of a kezayis b'chli achilas pras, so the bread should be the same thing. It should be a hamotzi and it should be a bar nefashos. Why is the mechaber saying it will be alamichya? We never find hamotzi and alamichya afterwards, and there's no reason why the bread should be any different than the regular dish. Umach mazeh be'emes higia hagro, and because of this, these tainas, the gro actually holds the tzorach lomar gam kan, that you should say over here as well ubasof bar nefashos rabos. So the Gra argues with the Mechaber and says the bracha achrona on this bread, where you don't have a kezayis of the 5 grains flour, toch kedei achilas pras, the bracha achrona, the Gra says, is bar nefashos, it is not ala michya. V'harbe achronim torchu liyashev divrei ha-shulchan aruch. Many achronim attempt to answer up the shulchan aruch and make it make sense. Why is the bread different than the dish? What they basically say is that whenever you have a less than, you know, kazayas less than kedei achilas pras, in other words, you don't get a kazayas kedei achilas pras, it gets downgraded one bracha achrona. So the achronim explain the mechaber, if it should be hamotzi because it's bread, it goes down to ala milchia. If it's supposed to be a regular dish and it should be ideal ala milchia, it goes down to bar nefashos. And that's why the achronim explain the mechaber that it's a different din in the bracha achrona between bread and a regular dish when you don't have a kazayas of the 5 grains flour, bechdei achilas pras. V'ayin bel yirabba u'bamati Yehuda. Umach mazeh, and because of this major machlokas between the mechaber and the gro, ro'il yirei shamayim shelo yochol pas kazeh elo besoch ha-suda. One who fears heaven should not eat this bread unless it is during the suda. That way he could avoid the suffix of what the bracha achrona is, and he has his benching anyway that covers the entire suda. Umikol makom, still, Hanoe kedivrei ha-shulchan aruch ein limchos biyodo. One who follows the mechaber, you should not protest against him if he makes al michya. Dechein sasmu harbe achronim ledina. That's how many achronim come out halach lemaisa. However, if you look at note 38, he brings in the Igros Moshe, sheyesh lahoros kedas hagra. So after the Mishabura finally tells us that you could be confident and you could follow the mechaber, Rav Moshe tells us that you should really go like the Gra. So Rav Moshe argues on the Mishabura and says really the bracha achrona should be bar nefashos, not like the mechaber, rather like the Gra. Back to the Mishabura. Vida'od, you should know further. Dehu adin in behapas hayim ba'orav kemach dogon kezayas b'chei achilas pras. The din that we've been discussing in the Mechaber is that you don't have a kezayis b'chei achilas pras, but zaktim mishabura, you should know the same din would be true if you do have a kezayis b'chei achilas pras. Meaning there's plenty of 5 grain flour that if you would eat the whole thing, you would taka get a kezayis b'chei achilas pras. Elo shehu lo ochel rak mitzas mehapas, but you didn't eat enough. In other words, if you would eat a pras, you would get a kezayis of the 5 grains, but you only ate a kezayis. So you got less than a kezayis of the 5 grains flour. Same din. Shalohaya shir kezayis dagan mikol zesim shochel. Out of whatever amount of zesim he ate, he did not eat a full kezayis of the 5 grains. Gam kein enim avar b'chaz hamazon. The same din applies. He would not make a b'chaz hamazon. Elo ala michil adas ha-shulchan aruch. Rather, he would make a bracha chonav ala michil lefi the mechaber. Obar nefashos adas ha-gra. So these two dinim are the same. It doesn't matter if the loaf that you have, or the size of the half a loaf, doesn't have a kezayis of the 5 grains, or it does, but you just didn't eat enough. Either way, lemaisa, you're only eating less than a kezayis, bechdei achilas pras. Either because there is only less than a kezayis in the pras, or there's more, but you're just not eating enough. So either way, you're not eating enough 5 grains flour in the right amount of time, the same din, the Mechaber says al Michya, the Gra says it'll be bar nefashos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we're going to get to some very practical halachos in a moment. Sivkotan Memches is going on the last case of the Mechaber, that if it wasn't bread, it was a dish, and you didn't have a kezayis of the 5 grains flour, Bechle Achilas Pras, the bracha Rishon would be Mezonos, the bracha Achrona would be bar nefashos. The Kedera, Ratzalomar, de lo haya ba kemach shel mine dogon kezayis b'de achilas pras. Either you did not have enough of the 5 grains flour to get a kezayis b'de achilas pras, o shahaya ba kemach ashir, or like the case we just said, that you had the proper amount of kemach, v'hu lo ochal at shir kezayis, you just didn't eat enough, so you didn't get ingested to your body a kezayis of the 5 grains flour, the kanal b'osakim, like we just said at the end of the last of Katan. The after bitchila mevara barmini mezonos, even though of course on this dish you'll make a bracha rishon of mezonos, aval al hamichya eino yachol uvarich ela al shir kezayis dagam, but you can't make an al hamichya unless you had a shir of the 5 grains. The al kain mevarach rak birchas bar nefashos rabos, therefore you'll only make a bar nefashos bishvil yeser haminim hamaorivim betashal zeh, because of the other grains and the other ingredients that are mixed into the mixture. So you have a little bit of 5 grains flour, but not enough, so the bracha achrona goes by the other ingredients, and that's bar nefashos. Therefore the bracha rishon will be mezonos, because that's the ikel gabe bracha rishona, there's no shear that you need. The bracha achrona, which requires a shear and you don't have it, will have to go with the other ingredients, and you'll have to make a bar nefashos. V'ayim the beralocha should be arno. Look in the beralocha where we explained. D'lav d'afka taroves kemach bekemach. This is not specifically talking about the case that we mentioned where it's flour and flour mixed together. De'enu minkar kokach amine dogam, where it's not so recognizable the different types of grain. D'hu adin, the same din applies. Im erov chameshes mine dogon im dvash v'tavlin. The same thing would be if you mixed in the 5 grains flour with honey and other spices, ushar minim or any other ingredients, ukahidis a base on that, like we learned earlier in the base. Gam kein ba'inon sheim chameshes mine dogon kezayas v'deachilas pras. You still need to have, it doesn't matter what the other ingredients are, they could be flour, it could be sweets, but you must have a kezayas of 5 grains flour v'deachilas pras to make an alamichya on the dish and to make a berachas hamazon on the bread. V'ilav hochi eino mevarech bracha achrona ela bari nefashos rabos. If you don't have that kezayis with echilas pras, you do not make any other bracha achrona besides bari nefashos on the dish. V'alkein, and therefore, mine groifin, this barley, mechamishas mine dogam, which is one of the 5 grains, shemivashel im bulbis, which is cooked together with potatoes. We can call this chulent. You have barley with potatoes, v'kidneyos and beans v'kayose bazes. You have a cholent, you have barley, you have other beans, you have potatoes. The barley is mezonos, it's the 5 grains. The other beans are hadama bar nefashos. Potatoes are hadama bar nefashos. Ein levarech lebasof ala michya. You cannot make an ala michya on your cholent. El adavka kishaocha me'amine dogon kezayis v'deachilas pras. It doesn't matter how much cholent you ate. You have to have a kezayis of barley in your cholent v'deachilas pras, which means whatever, it's somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, the shir k'dei achilas pras, you have to have eaten a certain amount, a kezayis of the barley during that time to make an alamichya. Otherwise, the bracha achrona will be bar nefashos. Here we get to the, that's very practical, here we get to another very practical halacha. U'mikol makom le'inyan pas kisonim, when it comes to cake, shema'uruv b'tavlin harbe, which has a lot of spices, kegon tzukur lekach, like a sugar cookie, no hagin ha'olam levarech olav lebasov alamicha kesheish bos kezayis. The minhag is, if you eat a cookie, and you eat only an exact kezayis of the cookie, you make an alamichya, af shebemin dogon levado shenimtzebo ein bo shir kezayis. If you're taking a cookie and you're eating an exact kezayis of the cookie, you're not eating an exact kezayis of the 5 grains. Because mixed in, you have the 5 grains and you have the sugar and the other ingredients. So if you're only eating kezayis of the cookie, you're not eating kezayis of the 5 grains. B'zakta mishabura, the minog is that we make an ala michya on that anyway. Why is that? V'ulai taimam mipnei sha'tavlin bo lahachshir sa'ochel. Maybe their reasoning is because the spices are there to enhance the food. It's considered a chelik of the food. Therefore, mitzarifim ha'ochel gufa l'shir. And therefore, you can factor in the sugar and the other ingredients to the 5 grains to make your kezayis, which is a chiddush. K'di'isa ke'ein zeh b'magen Avraham simen reishud. U'lechatchila tov lizor l'shar sh'yeh b'akemel shir kezayis. But of course, l'chatchila, you should eat enough of the cake that you're having a kezias of the 5 grains flour without factoring in the sugar and the other ingredients. But lemaisa, the Mishabu writes, the minhag is that we factor in all the ingredients, and if you eat a kezias of the cake, you do make an alamichya. Now that's all on a cookie or cake where it's all mixed together in one batter. What about a cheese Danish? Or a blueberry Danish? Or a Linzer tart where you have the jelly or the cheese that is not mixed into the actual dough? It just remains separate. So if you look at note 40, uga shel milui, a cookie or a cake that is filled, kigon ugas gvina, like a cheese Danish, o karuchis hanikre strudel, some kind of apple strudel. So Shlomo Zalman writes, shim ein ochlen mehadogon kezayas v'dei achilas pras, if you're not having of the grains k'dei achilas pras, yesh levarach l'acharei bar nefashos, you could have a kezayas of the cheese Danish, but most of what you had was the big clump of geschmack cheese in the middle. You only had a little bit of the cake. You don't make an alamichya. You ate a kezayas. Officially, you ate a kezayas of the cheese Danish. You will not make an alamichya because most of what you had was cheese and you had less than a kezayas of the dough. So even with what the Mishnah Berurah says, that will factor in the other ingredients with the dough, that's only to the dough. But something that's on top of the dough or separate from the dough, it's a separate entity, that for sure will not be mesarif to your kezayas to make an alamichya. So in that case, you'll make a bar nefashos. Because the cheese, the fruit, are recognizable on their own. That's not like the case of the Mishnah Berurah of the cookie. There the sugar is mixed in well. It becomes one thing. So too writes the Chazon Ish. So all the poskim are saying that when you have a blueberry Danish with a blueberry sitting on top, or a cheese Danish, or any of these things, those other separate entities from the dough are not factored into the gezayas for sure. The Mishnah Berurah is just saying that if you have a cookie, or if you have the dough part of the Danish, you only had an exact gezayas, so even within what you ate, the gezayas of dough, there are other ingredients, you didn't get kezayas of the 5 grains, then the minhag is to rely on that. But even that, the Mishnah Berurah says, not l'chatchila, you really should have the kezayas of the actual dagon itself. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, sivkata memtes, mevarech tchila barim nemezonos. So the Mechaber said, when you have this dish, this kedera, that has less than a kezayas of the achilas pras, of the 5 grains flour, mixed with other things, the bracha rishona is barim nemezonos, v'gam bazeh ba'ina dafka shiyah minka k'tas tam dagon. Again, like we said before, by the bread, it has to be that in this dish, you taste a little bit, at least the taste of the 5 grains. Tim hoyarak mashu ba'amu mikem ba'dagon. If you only had a drop of flour from the 5 grains, v'lo minkar tamu klal, and the taste would not be recognizable at all, but the lagabe yeser amina mavara shakel, that would be considered nullified to the other ingredients, and you'd make a shakel. To summarize, the bottom line is, if you have to have 5 grains with other ingredients, as long as you taste the 5 grains in the mixture, if it's a dish, it's mezonos, if it's bread, it's going to be hamotzi. But the bracha achrona, if you do not have a kezayas with the achilas pras, the bracha rishona stands, but the bracha achrona lefi the mechaber on the bread will be downgraded to alamichya, lefi the grub, bar nefashos. According to everyone, if it was a dish, it will be downgraded from an alamichya to a bar nefashos. And the bottom line we said in the note, which is very practical, 2 points. One is shabura. If you have a chulant, you have to make sure that you have a kezayas of the barley. If you're going to make an alamichya, b'tei achilas pras, if you're casually eating your chulant over 20 minutes, and together you're getting a kezayas of barley, that wouldn't count. You'd make a bar nefashos, assuming you had a kezayas of chulant b'chtei achilas pras, but not a kezayas of the barley. And number two, if you have a cheese Danish where the cheese is separate from the dough, that for sure, according to all the poskim, is not factoring into the kezayas of b'chtei achilas pras. But if you have a cookie, then we would, the minhag is to factor in the other ingredients into a kezayas of the cookie, even though it's not a full kezayas of the 5 grains flour. We'll stop here and pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.